Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Right, listen up and get comfy because I've got a story just for you. Maisie and the Memory Roses. Most people I know like flowers, but the flowers in this story are rather special. Magical, in fact. It all starts in a wood. A wood which is a little bit magical in the way that woods in fairy stories often are. What made the wood particularly of interest to those who live nearby and travellers from afar was the rosebush that grew in the centre of the thicket. It was very old, and not a small sort of bush of the sort you might have in your garden at home. It was dense and thorny and climbed around the tall oak trees high into the sky. When the roses appeared, they were in every colour you could imagine. Velvety red, soft apricot, and pinks of every hue. As you can imagine, it was a very beautiful thing to see, but what made the rose even more special was the scent of the roses themselves. Now, you probably know what roses smell like, and it's a scent that most people think is very nice. After all, perfume from the petals has always been popular, from the earliest days. But this rose had a surprising feature. The scent you would smell, if you passed the bush where it was in bloom, would change depending on the person. And here's the thing. The flowers gave off the scent of happy memories. Yes, you heard me right. Literally, if you took a big sniff, you would be infused with the feeling of a happy memory that you had. So intensely strong that you would be back in that moment. Can you imagine how lovely that would be? We can remember happy times, can't we? If we're fortunate to have had them. But to climb inside the memory and relive it once again, wouldn't that be brilliant? It didn't last for very long, and after a few big sniffs, the feelings would fade and roses would go back to smelling, well, of roses again. But that was nice enough, and it made the bush famous for miles around, and there were always visitors. Jazz, who was 10, liked to walk past to smell his grandma's cinnamon biscuits. Yum. She lived so far away, it had been ages since he'd had them for real. Zosia, who was a grown-up lady, liked to stroll through the dappled woodland floor around the bush, with the smell of the dressing-up box at school swirling around her. She loved to put on plays when she was small, and the dressing-up box was full of interesting old clothing, with a dusty, warm smell. Her job was very serious, and she didn't involve any dressing-up at all in her day-to-day life, so she loved to go back to those memories whenever she could. For Cassius, only just 6 years old, it was the smell of the beach. A holiday by the sea was his happiest memory, and he loved to close his eyes and smell the briny air and almost hear the seagulls and waves crashing. So you can see it was an amazing thing to have, and everyone in the realm carefully looked after the bush so people could continue to enjoy its magical charms. Now, not everyone treated the bush with respect. The wood had, as many do in fairy stories, a resident witch. Some people tried to see the good in others, even when they behave really badly, but they would have their work cut out to find a glimmer of good in Cressy, the witch in question. I don't think she'd ever done a kind thing, unless staying out of everyone's way was kind. She was very grumpy. And for as long as she'd been alive, she'd caused nothing but mischief and misery for the local folk, who were, it has to be said, rather scared of her. She hadn't been seen in a while, which was a blessed relief, but there was unfortunately a reason for this. Cressy had been conjuring up a totally new enchantment. She was fed up with seeing people traipse through the wood to the bush, looking all happy and smiley, and the sound of laughter was like nails down a blackboard to her. So, she'd been thinking about ways to make it all stop, and what's more, to become rich in the process. And this is what she had in mind. She had developed a spell to turn the roses into a perfume. A perfume that people could buy to smell their memories whenever they wanted. But it wouldn't be for everyone, oh no. Only the wealthiest would be able to afford it. How else would she be able to come rich beyond her wildest dreams? In the dim evening, she took her axe and made her way to the Memory Rose. Everyone had gone home now, and so she saw her chance to get the plan in action. The roses had been in full bloom, so it was perfect time to chop the bush down and collect all of the roses for her cauldron. She thought that if she merely picked the roses, then others would grow, and why pay for a perfume if you could experience your memories for free? No, the bush had to be destroyed. She hadn't seen a small girl who had been curled up with a book at the base of a nearby tree. Maisie was one of so many brothers and sisters that no one had noticed her much if she wasn't there, and the house was always so noisy. Her mother was a market gardener, and the house was full of plants, when it wasn't full of people, and sometimes she felt like she'd get more attention if she'd have been a tomato. So she liked to read in the peace of the woods, where the roses made her stories somehow feel more real as she read about nice things. She gasped to see Cressy's shadowy figure approach. Children knew better than to be seen by the evil witch. And then she saw the axe, and Cressy swinging the axe and slicing into the memory rose. Something had to be done. Stop! She yelled. Cressy turned in surprise, then cackled. She shot a lightning bolt at Maisie, sending her sprawling, and returned to hack and hack at the bush, pulling the thorny stems and blooms to the ground before shoving them in her sack. Maisie could only watch, frozen in Cressy's spell, as the tall bush crumpled and fell, leaving nothing but a few mossy stumps. Cressy didn't seem too bothered by the thorns as she shoved every last bloom into her bag, leaving a knot of stems on the forest floor. The spell lifted, and Maisie could move once more. She surveyed the poor broken brush. Not one bloom was left, although, what was that? She scrambled through the thorny remains to where one last rose had been missed. Just one bloom. A soft purple rose, the colour of blackberries. It was wilting on its stem as it had been forcefully pulled from the bush. Maisie knew what she had to do. Cupping it gently in her hands, she ran back home as fast as she could. She knew her mother, as a master gardener, could make the cutting whole again. If only she was quick enough. There was no time to lose. Meanwhile, Cressy might have thought that she'd won, but things don't always work out the way we expect. She boiled down the blooms and made the perfect perfume, but to her surprise, instead of the scent being anything nice, it smelled like the worst smell anyone had ever experienced. If you can imagine rotten cheese in a stinky sock in a dirty blocked up drain, well, you'd be halfway there. No one in their right mind would ever want to buy this perfume. Cressy hadn't realised that because she was the one who made it, it would be infused with all of her own memories, and they were, well, distinctly not nice. A memory of every evil thing she had done would swirl out of the bottle when the cork was removed, and even Cressy couldn't stand it. In the end, she had to dig a hole in the bottom of her garden to bury all the bottles, but the horrible stench and the memories of terrible things would haunt her for many months to come. It was safe to say, she would never go near the infernal bush again. Memories were something she decided were best left to other people. Maisie, however, was a hero of the town. Her mother had carefully nurtured the cutting to take root and to plant it in a safe and secret place until it was strong enough to be planted in the forest once more. Everyone was sad they would have to wait a little longer, but delighted that the bush had been saved, and as the weeks passed, new buds appeared. And blooms in every colour burst from the stems, and the scent of happy memories would swirl through the woods once more. And that's the story of Maisie and the Memory Roses. What's your nicest memory? I wonder what you would smell if you passed Maisie's rosebush in real life. Hopefully something nicer than Cressy's stinky old socks, eh?
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Ah!
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.